In the day's first match, Brazil will play the Netherlands at Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium in Port Elizabeth. Some are calling this game worthy of a World Cup final. Both teams seem to be in top form ahead of the match. The Dutch have won all four of their World Cup matches so far, and Brazil coach Dunga describes them as a very difficult opponent to play against. He says they are a solid team with technical quality, and their style of soccer is very similar to South American football. Brazil is one of four South American teams to reach the Final Eight. The five-time World Cup champions will be without midfielder Alano, who scored in each of Brazil's first two matches. He's been ruled out of the game against the Netherlands after bruising a bone in his right ankle during a victory over Ivory Coast. But the Brazilians have so much talent and depth that Alano's absence is not expected to have much impact. They have won three matches and drawn with Portugal and are coming off a convincing 3-0 victory over South American rival Chile. The winner of the Brazil-Netherlands match will face either Ghana or Uruguay in the semifinals. Those teams meet in Friday's second quarterfinal at Soccer City Stadium here in Johannesburg. Uruguay, which lifted the World Cup trophy in 1950 and at the inaugural tournament in 1930, is aiming for its first World Cup semifinal appearance in 40 years. The Black Stars of Ghana, meanwhile, are bidding to make history for Africa. No African team has ever reached the World Cup semifinals. Ghana's Serbian coach, Milovan Rajevac, says the prospect of becoming the first African team to reach the Final Four will motivate his squad. And Asamoah John, who has a team leading 3 World Cup goals for Ghana in South Africa, says the Black Stars are delighted to be representing Africa at this stage.
We are so happy for this qualification because it's so important for we Ghanaians and the whole of Africa, you know. We qualified for the 116, that was 4 years ago, and this time we've able to qualify to the quarterfinal. So I think it's a big achievement for the Black Stars.
Another member of the Black Stars, midfielder Sully Muntari, says Ghana has much respect for Uruguay.
They are a very good side. As I said, they are very, very, very good side. So we're not going to underrate them. We're just going in to play our football to try our best to win.
Uruguay features top strikers Luis Suarez and Diego Forlan, who was born into a family of footballers. His father, Pablo, played for Uruguay at both the 1966 World Cup in England and the 1974 World Cup in Germany. Ghana coach Rajevac describes Forlan as a fine player, and his team will need to beware of Uruguay's attacking threat. Sonny Young, VOA Sports, Johannesburg.